Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined, thankfully, happily, proudly, by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth. No, Seth,
that was good.
Production that was over perfect.
I have to give you kudos on that one. That was good.
We got some fun lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. My favorite thing about this morning is that Melissa is back, and I loved her little laugh. It was like an evil, like,
yes.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Brittany.
We missed that. It's good to have everybody in the right place again. Brittany, want to thank you again for pitch hitting a bunch last couple of weeks and everything for us with Melissa out. We appreciate that. We're looking forward to everybody getting back into position here and doing our thing.
Absolutely.
What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Brittany? Because I can't figure it out. I looked at the forecast. I looked at it a couple times, and I don't know what they were saying. I don't understand.
It is pretty crazy. Mother Nature needs to get back in her own lane.
Preach, girl.
Seriously, we are waking up. Well, I don't know about you guys. I'm seeing reports varying from 1 inch to nearly 8 inches into plover. So Looks like a big variety of snow for you guys. I know here in Wausau, I got 11.6 inches, nearly a foot, so I'm excited. I'm like a little kid at Christmas.
Wow.
We might have to get out and build a snowman today.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm having fun with the snowfall, but it's not going to be here for very long. So this is what's happening. Our temperatures today are going to be rising above freezing. We're almost there already. Actually, we are. We're at 34 degrees. We're going to climb to the upper 40s. So this is going to start to melt the snow. Not to mention, we're going to have rain. It'll start off sprinkles. It won't be very bad at first. But by tonight, it's going to ramp up where we could see a quarter of an inch, to maybe even a half an inch of rain overnight. And then it continues tomorrow, too, and we could even have some thunderstorms embedded in there with rumbles of thunder, maybe some small hail because it's so cold out. Up, you know, higher in the atmosphere. It's much, much colder still. Mm-hmm. And then, this will finally kick on out of here by Wednesday. But as it kicks out of here Wednesday morning, we could see a wintry mix again. So what does this really mean? It's just going to be a slobby, slushy, nasty mess as we climb above freezing and everything melts and we're getting rain on top of it. We don't have to worry about too much until Wednesday morning. That's when we kind of drop below freezing again and everything will refreeze.
Excellent. Bingo! I got the weather bingo. As soon as Brittany said slush, and that is everything. We got everything covered.
Man.
Every single thing on the weather bingo.
In 1 week, yeah.
It seems like 1 hour today.
I have to say, Brittany, I love
Madness weather brackets.
Yes. Oh, we think the ones that we do now are bad.
Yeah,
Brittany, I loved your post on Facebook on your page where it says, and Mother Nature storms out of the room and then comes back, and another thing.
Yes.
That was just too perfect.
That's been her attitude.
That's good. You're good, Brett. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
I'm good.
Have a good one. She's the best. We appreciate her. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. We got a lot of things lined up this hour, or in this day. We got El Cafe's birthday and anniversary club coming up in a little bit. Looking forward to that. A little bit after that, we're going to get into some fun stuff. I've got lined up for us. That's not it. There it is. Big news for bald people. We've got good news for bald people coming up. We're going to get into that. We're looking forward to it. We've got the most Googled jobs in America. We'll touch on that one as well. 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment for you. And with Melissa back, you know we got the kitchens open back.
Woo!
Yes, it's a mini segment this time, but we're covering some food stuff.
Some really good stuff. It's going to be a good one. We're looking forward to that. That'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And we will have some fun stuff in there. Then a write stories, good stories of the day, some entertainment news. We'll wrap up the 9 o'clock hour with our candidate series. Jeff Penskover is going to join us, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 4 candidate. Look looking forward to that.
All right.
Jeff will be one of our only candidates this week as we're wrapping these up. Just double checking here. Yeah, I believe so. And then next Monday, Jamie Sparks, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8, I believe will be our final candidate to wrap up this series. Big thank you to all the candidates for joining us. And, of course, the best, the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, and the great scheduling she's doing.
Great stuff.
Appreciate that. Also want to say a big thank you to our friend Aaron Wells over at the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. Aaron sent me an email last night. They're closing down the senior dining and Meals on Wheels for today. They want everybody to be safe out there. Do keep in mind that if you know somebody that gets one of those meals, or somebody that takes advantage of senior dining, reach out to them, see how they're doing. Maybe if they could use a snack or something like that, just checking in on them, making sure that they've got everything they need for the next couple of hours while we do have this crazy weather. As a side note, help to create a community that supports older adults and adults with disabilities. Learn about volunteering with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin by calling 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545. Be sure to visit their website, adrc-cw.org. Also, got to get to this, everybody. Our River Kings with an amazing season. Amazing season. A memorable season, I think. A very memorable one, especially considering everything that they were able to accomplish.
Yes.
And the different goals that were met this year and everything. Help the River Kings wrap up the season, celebrate the season, and wish a lot of these kids well. They're going to be having a bon voyage party tonight at La Taqueria from 6 to 9.
All right.
After the event, the players will be heading home, so come on down and show some fan love. We appreciate the River Kings for an amazing season. Find out more about your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com.
I was following the game live on Over the Back Fence on Saturday because they were playing in the morning, and I was getting more and more bitter as the game went on when I saw Fort Wayne took the lead with 1-0 in the second period. The shots on goal, dude.
Yeah.
River Kings were like 35-12.
It was nuts. It was one of those games.
Anyway.
It gives you the frustration of hockey and how you can have the greatest team ever and the USA still gets a goal in and wins and you've got a miracle on the ice.
Right.
Like, exactly. This is hockey. This is, and it drives you nuts, but it's also part of what we love about it and what we love about our Kings. The head coach and GM, Paul Peckman, going to join us for the fourth period. Period today during Playmakers. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today for that.
Yes.
And if you want to end the season with a good taste in your mouth, head down to La Taqueria because their food is amazing.
Oh my God. She's
Wasn't that
back.
Good?
She's back.
She's on fire.
She's back. She's on. She's ready to go. It's so good to have you back, Melissa. I had to take care of all that so we could take a minute to welcome you back.
Yeah.
How are things? How did things go?
You know, driving 2,000 miles across the country is an experience.
With
the cat.
With the cat.
With the cat. Add the cat in there.
The cat.
Well done. Actually, nice timing.
Kevin was an amazing traveler. He was really great. He basically slept the whole way. Mm. Until he was sure we were stopped for the night, he'd still give it a good, 15 minutes before he'd get up off of his perch, which was usually the couch behind our seats and there in the driver's area. I'll go back. But when we got home, we were driving into Abbotsford, and he was up. He was like, wait, I know this place. He sat up on the couch, and he's looking around. He never did that the entire time we were driving anywhere.
Wow.
Amazing. He's like the smartest cat.
That is amazing. That is pretty cool.
Radar or
but
something.
But it speaks to, how we talk about animals that are displaced from where they live and they find their home again. Like, he could just tell.
That's
it
amazing.
Kind of weird.
Telling you.
I actually got to drive, too.
Oh, nice.
I drove, and this is not a small RV, people. I mean, it seems small when you're living in it, but it's not that small. With a trailer hauling a Jeep behind it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And not only that, my boyfriend actually slept while I was driving.
Whoa.
Boy.
That's the amount of trust.
I was going to say trust right there, man.
Yeah. Trust or exhaustion. But trust. We'll lean on trust.
A little both, maybe.
That's very cool. How'd you feel driving that?
It was fine. I mean, I was a little nervous for the first half hour. My hands were a little sweaty. But, I kept it on the straight and narrow. I even went through two construction zones.
Nice.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Where
I'm
it was
impressed.
Down to, you know, like the two lanes going, you know, with, and it was kind of narrow. There were a couple spots, but I did it. It was on the Kansas Turnpike, so it was pretty easy driving.
It's flat, and yeah, not bad, not bad.
Not bad, but yeah, it was an experience. and the vacation was nice. You know, the desert was so green because of all of the rain they've been getting. I'll have to share some of the pictures I took. There's the blooms everywhere. Everything was flowering. Ooh. It was so pretty.
Nice.
We appreciated what we did already see of pictures, Melissa, especially the penguins that I got to see. Thank you for that.
Yes, the bar, the desert penguin.
That's great. It was great. I got to go there. I got to check that place out. That's awesome.
Meh, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Just enjoy the pictures, yeah, I guess.
Seeing it's enough.
It was all right. You know, we've got bars in Wisconsin Rapids, I think, that far surpass that one.
When you're out there, you're doing all this, Melissa, do you have a moment where you're thinking, oh, I could get used to this, the traveling, the cross-state traveling, a lot of that and everything?
Well, the traveling part, yes. I mean, honestly, it took me probably 4 days to unwind out there, and then I had about 3 days of enjoyment, and then we started driving. But I think we kind of got in a groove with the traveling after a couple days, because this is the first time we've taken across the country road trip together, and it was fine. I got a lot of knitting and crocheting done. In fact, I ran out of yarn.
In my crocheting
project. So
nice.
And I got through a couple books. So it was
very
great.
Cool. That's a good vacation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. You seem ready to go. You seem like you're hitting the ground running, and we're very excited about that. That's appreciated. And very good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. So I have to admit, I might have missed you guys a little bit.
Even Seth. We are
I'm like a virus.
I was gonna say it. I'm like, oh, should I say virus? Should I
mark this date down?
I'll take it for you, brother. I'll take it for you.
We appreciate that, and we definitely missed you, Melissa. It's good to have you back.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I don't know if you got to hear or not, but Civic Media has a really cool contest going on right now, Mel.
You know, I've heard a little bit about it.
We're going to talk about it.
We need to get people to download the app.
Yeah, that's right.
So they can get in on this contest.
We're looking forward to telling you more about that throughout the show here today and everybody. But Melissa's right. Make sure to download that app right now. Get on over to wherever you get your apps. Before we go to break, Seth, how was your weekend? How'd yours go? How was the farmer's market and everything?
Not nearly as exciting as all of that, I got to say. But
I was trying to give you a buffer in between because I realized I did this, like I should have started with you and then gone to Melissa, but I was excited to talk to Melissa.
That's okay. No, everything is going pretty good. Everything's good. The funniest thing that happened this weekend, though, of course, it's spring break this week for the public schools in Rapids here. And yesterday when we had all the, in the evening when the snow really started coming down, both of my children at separate times said, oh, why couldn't this happen when school was on?
So they got a snow day.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, exactly.
Poor kids.
But other than that, no, it was a very good, uneventful weekend.
Every one of us can relate to the what the kids are feeling right now.
Yeah, it's
like
true.
They've gone all winter with no snow days or anything like that. Then spring break happens, and then boom,
snow.
There's snow. Here's a little snow for you, kids. Have some fun with this.
Well, enjoy it quickly because it sounds like we might not have it for long.
It's not going to be here for long.
That's true. It's not the only thing that won't be here for long. The Civic Media Text to Win statewide ride into spring statewide challenge is going on only for a couple of more days. I mean, come on, guys, huh? That's for a Monday, that was a pretty,
that's pretty good
that's
segue.
A pretty good
I'll brilliant. Give you that one, man.
Transit.
James, brilliant.
I'm terrible. And I ruined it by bringing it up. I ruined the segment. We're so excited about this. This is a really fun a contest we have going on right now. And you may notice as we're talking about this contest this week, it doesn't seem like this is free. It doesn't cost me anything. It's not hard to do or anything like that. It's not really challenging. Yeah, that's the point.
By design.
By design. It's our way of thanking all of you. It's our way of getting everybody excited about spring. And it's our way of celebrating democracy and celebrating what Civic Media gets to do every day.
Don't they have multiple chances throughout the day to like get in on this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What we're gonna do is have you download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Go ahead and do it.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wait.
All right. I think they got it by now. Yeah, you should have it downloaded by now.
Not very. It doesn't take long.
All right. So what you're going to do next is pick your local station, your local radio station, WFHR. Go ahead and click on that. Keep in mind, you can flip through all of our stations so easy. It is really cool.
Yes.
I do that all the time. I love listening to Walk. I love listening to our friends down down southern Wisconsin and everything, and catching what my sister listens down there to them and stuff. So seeing some
of
that.
Or even Bull Falls Radio in Wausau.
Right. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bull Falls.
Yeah.
We love all of our stations, so you can flip around through that and everything. And what you'll do is you'll get a keyword at the top of the 7, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock hours. We'll give you that word. You text that word to us, and just like that, you are in. We're going to take 4 daily winners that are going to receive an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells.
Mm-hmm.
And all entrants are entered to win one of 2 grand prizes, include brand new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, outdoor patio love seat. It's some awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You've got an hour to get this word texted to us, everybody, so keep that in mind and be listening. Our next one will be at the top of the 10 a.m. hour.
That's right.
And you just use the text function right there in the app. It's easy.
That's
you push
right.
the button, you text the word, and you're in.
Just remember, you got only... Remember, you only have till the top of the hour to get it in, though, so got to
right.
do it quick.
It's only good for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to download the app, everybody. We appreciate everyone that already has and has mm-hmm. been in on this. And keep in mind, this is not the last contest we are doing with our app. You're going to want that
app. We're
just
ramping up.
Yeah, you're going to want that. Now, big thank you again to everybody who did who checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
We will go ahead and we'll get to right to our checking with our partners here. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Woo. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate our friends over at El Cafe and all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Join our friends over there. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got some great specials going on over there at El Cafe. Great atmosphere, great place. Go wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards.
All right.
And did I just hear in the commercial corned beef? Eggs Benedict?
Mm-hmm. You did.
Mm-hmm.
I want that right now. Like, right now. If there wasn't snow everywhere, guys, I'd be out and driving to El Cafe.
We got to see it. We got to make sure to get some of that to Melissa. She sounds like really wants it right.
Eggs Benedict is my absolute favorite.
Awesome.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nice.
Nice. Good to know. We want those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us. Send them to us at info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can email all of our staff that way. You can also, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Go ahead and hit us up. Just direct message us through either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, call up and join the conversation. You've already got the Civic Media app downloaded.
That's right.
Good work, everybody. Nicely done. Go ahead.
One button dialing.
Yep. Just call up and join the conversation. If you don't have the app, why not? Why? It's a really good app. Please? Come on. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We have 2 possible qualifiers for today. So, Melissa, I need a 1 or a 2.
Let's go with 1.
That gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating here. And, oh, we want to first up, of course, wish a very happy birthday to Chris Gennaro, Chuck's wife.
Oh, happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris. I didn't realize their birthdays were so close together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wishing you a great day, Chris. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish and enjoy your day. Hope
and,
it's a good one.
Man. I'm having to you know, be married to a guy, Chuck, who's gone, who at all hours doing stuff, man. That's got to, she's got to be something.
Yeah,
I got to
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah. You're going to be a heck of a woman. Yeah. She really is. Yeah. Wish you a great day, Chris. Enjoy your day. And we wish happy birthday to Amy Scheid.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy, a friend of the community, friend of this whole area, puts her and her family's put so much into this area. We appreciate them and wishing you the best of days. Amy, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Gina Benz.
Gina, happy birthday, Gina.
Enjoy your day, Gina. We wish you the best of them and hope it's a good one for you and you're our qualifier.
Very cool.
Keep in mind, we're grabbing qualifiers because at the beginning of every month, thanks to our friends over at El Cafe, they win. Our winner will get 2 $20 gift certificates for El Cafe.
Yes.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's nothing to shake a stick at.
No,
that's
it ain't.
A really good value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We appreciate them doing that. Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays for today. Let's see. Catherine McPhee is 40. She was on Scorpion Smash. She's on a Netflix show, Country Comfort. Now, don't know what that one is. Danica Patrick, 42 today.
Oh, wow.
Still out there, still doing commercials and everything. I haven't seen much of her otherwise, though.
No, I think she's retired from the racing game.
So. Yep. I thought she
Former race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Pace is 45. And he's in Foundation. He's in he's Legolas. Legolas's father in The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Rowan the Accuser in the Guardians movie. Lee Pace was in a TV show though called Pushing Daisies.
That's right. That's kind of where you got to start.
And it's honestly one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I loved it. It was a fantastic show. Of course, got canceled because everything I like does. But he was really, really good on it. And to see where he's gone with his career is not where I thought it was going.
Boy, he's like in every epic thing now.
Yeah.
Like all sci-fi, fantasy, he's in everything.
He plays a bad guy so often.
He does.
He's such a sweet human being in that TV show in Pushing Daisies. He's so good at it. But
he's got a certain look to him. He just kind of looks, you know, kind of menacing, right?
Yeah. Lark Voorhees is 50 today. Lisa from Saved by the Bell is 50. Wow.
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 Nah, I feel really old.
Yeah, right, yeah. if that didn't make you feel old, how about this? Sarah Jessica Parker, 59.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Wow. Let's see here. Sir Elton John is 77.
Oh.
77.
The Rocket Man. Why does it seem like he should be older than that? I don't know why.
It feels like it. It feels
but
like
he's been
it.
Around for so long. Forever. Yeah.
Well, it's weird when you hear certain people that are like in their 80s or 90s. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, that makes sense. And you hear something like that. It feels like he should be in his 80s or 90s.
Right.
We're happy you're not, Mr. John.
No.
We're happy you're not. It says, one of the greatest artists of all time. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how you can deny that.
Such a recognizable voice.
But one of the top best pop stars of all time.
Yeah.
Whether you're looking at him as a musician, whether you're looking at him composer. As a producer, a composer, obviously as a singer, he's a great, very versatile singer. The showmanism of Elton John's career is unparalleled.
Second to none.
Just about. Yeah, I mean,
his round glasses.
It isn't just the outfits and the great singing and performing and the being just going to town on the piano and everything. It's the longevity.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the decades he's been doing it. The fact that he literally in this past year was having sellout shows.
It's
at 77, doing hour-long encores at those shows.
Yep.
I feel like it's another one of these guys, these people, where we give him credit. He's been knighted. I mean, he's gotten some pretty good dapping, and we still aren't going to really truly appreciate this man until it's he's gone.
Well, and those concerts, man, those are like three generations deep of people.
Yeah.
Because he's across generations talent. People, young kids love it. I mean, he's just, he's universal.
Well, you guys realize his middle name is Hercules.
It fits.
Old Reg.
Reg. Yeah. Let's see. And then Gene Shalit is 98 today. Former Today Show movie critic with the amazing mustache.
And hair.
The hair and everything.
He's still alive?
I didn't know that.
That's so cool.
At 98, I don't know if he'd really still feel like it or not, but I'd love to see some of the old school guys doing reviewing some of these modern movies. I'd love to see what their take would be.
He was one of a kind, I guess.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah. He really was. And let's see here. Jeff Healey, a blind singer, guitarist, Angel Eyes, he was in Roadhouse, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
The original Roadhouse.
Yes, the original. Yes.
No pretenders accepted.
The great Howard Cosell was born on this day in 1918, passed away in 1995. Genius sports writer. very, very good. Legend. Howard Cosell is the reason that announcers got put on the map. That got out there in the way that they did and everything. Mm-hmm. There were great announcers before Howard Cosell. But Howard Cosell became a household name.
He became a celebrity announcer,
Him and Ali and the back and forth. Mm-hmm. And they made light of certain issues that we needed them to in that day and age. And was groundbreaking in what he did. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know a ton about Howard Cosell. But what I know, the man was a groundbreaker.
Go back and listen to him doing the World Series in the 70s or something like that. He was just good, and he was so funny. He was just hilarious. My gosh.
Yeah.
I can see why people enjoyed him so much.
And I always remember this one with Elton John's birthday that he shares with the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
That's right. Aww.
Born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2018. Respect, you make me feel like a natural woman. I mean, Aretha's hits are legend. Mm-hmm. Like her voice, like her life, everything else about
one
her.
One of the all-time greats.
It's interesting. There's two people right there. You cannot talk about the history of music and not include those two.
Nope.
You have to.
Absolutely not.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to some Aretha today. That's a good idea. We are going to take we're going to check in with our state and local news. One more time, want to wish a very, very happy birthday to Chuck's wife, Chris Gennaro.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday to Amy Scheid.
Happy birthday, Amy.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Gina Benz.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Happy birthday and congratulations.
Yeah, treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. Common ground to start from, and we're falling apart.
Melissa, Seth, and James back with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. Thanks so much for kicking it off with us. We got fun things lined up for you this hour. We're going to get some good things in, like this one right here. This is the biggest news for bald men since the shaved head looked cool. Since Telly Savalas was doing Players Club International, baby. Players Club. Those commercials were classic.
They were something.
And if it wasn't Telly Savalas, it was Michael Jordan deciding, you know what, this hairline is getting really bad. I'm just going to shave this puppy and hope nobody notices. Because that's what happened, everybody. He hoped nobody would notice. Everybody in the world noticed, and they said,
started,
you know what?
Copying it. Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that. Forget about this toupee.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he didn't throw it away. Hope he didn't throw it away because they're back. Yeah. The New York Post did a write-up on how hyper-realistic ones are for the hottest new flex. They've gotten a lot better since the heyday in the 80s. The good ones use real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester thin enough to sweat through. They glue it into your scalp. Whoa, man. I should have read this ahead of time. They glue it into your scalp and Ooh. Give you the exact haircut you want. You can shower in it and go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is really impressive. I'll give it that. Yeah. The downside is they're not cheap. Good ones cost several $1,000s, and even those don't last that long. They don't last very long at all.
No.
You might need a new toupee every year or two. And that's still cheaper than a hair transplant, though, especially if you're fully bald. And there's a growing movement to normalize it, so eventually wigs for men might not seem like weird at all. You can already find guys online bragging about how good their toupee looks, so it's less about hiding your baldness now and more about owning it.
Gotcha.
That's good.
Owning it by spending thousands of dollars on a toupee. First, let's just take a step back. Like, marketers, well done.
I got to give them that.
Marketers, well done. Like, take pride in being bald by covering it up. Wait, what?
Investing thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, James, and you. I'm guessing you're similar. Every time I think about toupees and wigs, I always think of that commercial from Goodfellas.
Yeah,
Murray's wigs don't come off even underwater.
Yes, yes. Murray's wigs.
Jumps in the water.
Yeah. They're great. As somebody who has hair, I'm not at all going to tell somebody without hair what to do or how to spend their money or anything like that.
Right.
But I did think that the whole thing about, like, I thought that this was one of those positives for men. I don't know if in the battle of men and women, who cares about their, who is forced to look at their image more, or care about their image more. I feel pretty confident that women are, but I do think that there's a couple of things that have been nice to see for both sexes when it comes to these things. We're seeing more and more of, you know, to me, just regular people on magazine covers and all that and those things. Mm-hmm. I think that that's had a positive. And the embracing of bald, I thought was a cool thing and a good thing. And to the point where we've gotten, it's become so normalized in everything that, like, somebody like Stanley Tucci, who's never been considered a sex symbol, shaves his head, and all of a sudden Stanley Tucci's a sex symbol. Like,
right.
You know, like, but that's a cool thing I thought about our society. Look, we've grown. We've gotten better. Oh, no, wait. No, we haven't. No, sorry. Sorry. Apparently not. No.
Or well, somebody just wanted to make some more money.
And I feel the need to point out, though, that the reason for normalizing baldness is because of chemotherapy and cancer and people going bald at ages and points in their life where they wouldn't normally have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do look at this as a positive, especially for men who start going bald at a very young age. Mm. I know some men in my life who started going bald at age 18, in their early 20s. I think that this, for someone that age, that type of impact on their physical appearance can have, a very lasting impact. So this is a good thing if you can afford it.
I'm glad you brought up why it was normalized and the cancer patients when it comes to that, Melissa, in part because not only with what the movement of wigs for men being normalized with that, but also coming around to what I was saying about men being bald and us getting around to the point getting around to a place where when you see a woman who's bald or you see a woman with something over her covering her scalp or something like that, not only has it been normalized, I believe, but it is another bit of awareness about cancer and bringing more awareness to that.
Yep.
Wearing a toupee doesn't seem to do that. And I feel like I was proud of our society where we had gone with this. And the toupee thing, again, not saying anything bad about this or anything, but the idea of people spending thousands of dollars on something when you don't need to. It's your choice. It's your head.
Right.
You deserve to look and feel good, whatever that means. But I do think that I'm not like saying there's a negative to this or anything.
Right.
I'm trying to highlight the positives of society and where we've come.
I
don't think that this is bringing any negatives necessarily or that we've seen so far.
What I think what you're kind of getting at, James, is it's like, if you want to do it, that's fine, but you shouldn't feel you have to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
By societal pressures kind of thing. If you want to do it, fine, but if not, hey, that's cool too.
And how do you figure out in your own brain, or even when you take a step back and look at society, what we're doing because we want to and what we're doing because we feel peer pressure?
Exactly.
I don't know how you figure that out. I don't know how you separate
that's
those or anything. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And when I started getting a bald spot on the top of my head here, and at first it bothered me a little bit, but then I thought exactly what like you and Melissa were talking about. I'm like, cancer patients have no choice.
Right.
And I'm not going to let it bother me that much. And that kind of was the thing for me. It's like, no, I don't care. It's hair. Who cares what it is,
It'll grow somewhere else, Seth. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It'll find somewhere.
Ain't that the case, man? Oh, boy. Yeah. It also does, just to wrap up and end on a funny note here. I don't know how many people remember this, but one of my favorite TV moments of all time in Cheers, Sam Malone is known for his hair.
Right.
He's got great hair and he protects it and he takes good care of it. And at some point or another, he's trying to, I think it's Sally, it's Christy Alley's character. She does something really embarrassing and he's trying to even like make her feel better, so he's like fine, and he takes the wig off and he's got a toupee and it just flips me out. It may be the most flipped out moment I've ever had in TV. No spoiler, or like cliffhanger or just they shot JR, none
no
of those
foreshadowing
things. Nothing
just
has ever
whips
compared
off
to
the
me
hair
with Ted Danson just whipping that hair off. I'm like, oh my god. I didn't grow up believing in certain things. That was my moment of like, if I wasn't already a grown adult, that certainly did it.
Everything in TV is fake.
Wait a minute, what? No way.
His world comes crashing
Next
down.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Cheers ain't even a real bar. Like,
no Norm. What?
I don't know. I need a moment. I need a moment to collect myself. We will do that. We'll come back after hanging out with our partners, and we're going to talk about some fun things when we get back. The most Googled jobs in America I want to get to. And a candidate for president that we need to cover, because that's something we do around here. We cover all these important, heavy topics. And if you can't tell from my voice, it's not actually a very heavy topic. It's all coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks for kicking off your week with us. We got good stuff lined up. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, in the 9 o'clock hour, we will kick things off with the Kitchens Open segment. Looking forward to that. And we'll have some fun
stuff in
there.
Finally get back to that.
Woo. Yeah, it's been a while. I've been talking about making toast the last couple of weeks, Melissa. It's been really bad. What you want to do is put the toast in the...
Yeah. And not even well, too. That's thing. Really, this is terrible toast.
It's really bad. We got a good one lined up for you there. Some entertainment news coming up in that hour. Then a Right story. And, of course, we'll wrap up the 9 o'clock hour with our candidate interview as our candidate series continues. Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 4 candidate Jeff Penskos were going to join us. Looking forward to Jeff joining us.
Mm-hmm.
All that coming up for you. And, of course, we got to get into this. As we cut, we are continuing to cover not only our local election, but our statewide election in an election year. It's an important year, and it I've been saying, and I've heard a lot of people on social media and that talking about it being a divisive year. If we walk around with our fists clenched, we're going to get in a fight. Mm-hmm. We don't have to. It doesn't have to be a divisive year. We can choose for it not to be. And I genuinely believe in my heart, and I think you see this if you pay attention to the news and looking at a lot of the reporting being done, that's not what we want anymore. I don't know if we ever wanted it, but it dang sure ain't what we want now. We don't want divisiveness. We don't want candidates that are divisive. As you, if you've been paying attention to the last couple of election cycles, you have seen those candidates are not lasting. Mm-hmm. They're not sticking around. That's not where America's going. That's not the direction we want to go. We want to go in a more concise, more communicative, more where inclusive.
Constructive.
Yes. Yeah. And where we're bringing in literally anybody, you know? And that's where we go with our first story here. A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas just announced he's running for president after changing his name to literally anybody else. His first name is literally, his middle name is anybody, and his last name is else.
Wow.
A judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off on the name change, so it's official. He even got a new driver's license.
Wow.
Mr. Else filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He's currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate.
Right.
Wow.
A poll this month asked people who they trusted to lead their country, Trump, Biden, or neither. And 30% said neither. So maybe he got a shot, you know?
But literally.
I mean, probably should have changed his name to neither, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go, right.
Keep in mind, he is an Army vet, so he's also got that on his resume. We appreciate his service and appreciate the comedy. He says his campaign is less about winning and more about sending a message. Quote, people should have the option to vote for someone who resembles and represents them, not the lesser of two evils.
Mm. Ranked choice voting, anybody?
Yeah.
His name, his name before he changed it was Dustin Ebby. If he doesn't win, it sounds like he plans to go back to that, or there's a chance he runs again in 4 years. He just turned 35, so it's his first time he's been old enough to vote.
To
run for president. I think that we need to, we need to be informed. We all need to vote. It's too important not to. That being said, God, do I love this story.
That was funny.
Oh, this is a good story.
It's a great thing to bring attention to the fact that we are... Look at our top two candidates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah.
We have two candidates, and this is not ageism. This is science. This is reality. We have two candidates. Neither one of them are... How confident are you that they can make a four-year run? Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I'm
They're geriatrics.
I'm saying the quiet part out loud. I understand that. And I don't, again, want to come across as ageist. No. I love old people. I love older people.
I'm not
here without them. None of us are. None of us are here without older people.
And they have a lot of knowledge and wisdom to impart to newer generations. That is very, very true.
Yeah, and they can
but
do
why
that.
Why are they the only ones up there?
Yeah, well, and Melissa, I 100% agree with you. They can do that without being in one of the most important jobs, if not the most important job in the free world. Like, what are we doing? And this isn't just on the Democratic or Republican parties. This is on us as American people.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose, a CEO of a company is getting up there in age. What do they do? well, I'm going to go ahead and train this person because they're going to be my next heir. They're going to be the heir. They're going to take over the company one day. And that's what we do in every business. In sports, we do this all the time. We have the bridge quarterback. We've got this in almost every facet of life except politics, except here. Really? Like, we messed up, everybody.
We just turned somewhere.
It's time we admit it. It's time we own it. We admit we mucked this up. All right? We're supposed to have younger people ready to take over these jobs, and we have not done that. Mm-hmm. That falls on everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to take the hit for that. Now, that being said, do we have to take the hit for another 4 years? This is not a positive. Because one of these two candidates is obviously going to win in the next 4 years. What happens after that? What about 2028? They run it again. 90-year-olds, seriously, because the last time these two ran, I thought, okay, well, this is going to be the last time we have two candidates that are close to their 80s possibly running.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yep. Yeah. It's something, I'm telling you.
So with all that being said, yeah, you're going to see this. You're going to see somebody running like literally anybody else.
You're
going to see some of that stuff. It kind of speaks to politics in this day and age, where we are.
We're throwing our hands up and fed up.
Yeah.
It's not working for us. They're not working for us because they have literally no concept of what our lives are like.
Mm-hmm. None. That's a great point.
And one of the most dangerous aspects of all of this is not somebody who's 30, who's a former vet and 35 years old and changing their name and everything. The danger of this is us not caring. The danger of us is normalizing
becoming apathetic, getting
so burnt out that we're like, I don't care anymore. Like that's the truest, most dangerous part of all of this.
And guess what? There are some people in power out there who want that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very true.
Let's get a palate cleanser here, and let's check in with our listeners. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, kids. How are we all doing on this?
Good.
All right.
How are you? Great. Yeah.
I got a palate cleanser.
What do you got?
It's cold outside, and mm-hmm. There's good news and there's bad news.
Okay. All right, what you got, man? What you got?
I got to call you back.
Okay, all right. That's cool.
You got to come up with the good news and the bad news. Yeah. Okay.
It's tough these days. Trust me. I do it for a living.
Exactly.
I'm going to do it for a living, man. It's not easy. We appreciate the calls, as always. Keep them coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. Remember, you're just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Download that app and be listening at the top of the 10, 1, and 3 o'clock hours today to get in on the Civic Media right in the spring text to win statewide contest.
Indeed.
Be listening for that word, everybody.
Because they can do it 4 times a day, right?
Yeah, they can. Every single time. You are qualified to enter.
I am such a child. we are going to... we have anything else on Mr. Anybody Else?
Literally anybody else? No.
I didn't think so.
What's the short for that? Lit? Yeah, hey, Lit, how's it going?
It's not a bad nickname. Just one last thing on this story. I do hope he does this again in 4 years. I hope he does. Or I hope he doesn't have a reason to in 4 years. One of the funniest things, this feels like a Hollywood script that didn't get greenlit. But he gets in the running, like actually starts. I'm not saying he wins, but actually like starts pulling
getting some momentum
or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see those kind of things when they happen. Ross Perot some years back. Mm-hmm. We had another independent candidate, not Russ Feingold.
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. Thank you, Ralph Nader. The quote-unquote pulling of votes, that kind of thing. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, grassroots organizations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps he will acquaint himself with politics and start serving on the local level, because we mm-hmm. absolutely need that too.
Absolutely. You are so right.
It's a big part of our candidate series is not only highlighting these candidates and giving them an opportunity to put themselves out there for our constituents, but also to show people how everyday people can make a difference. Everyday mm-hmm. people are what makes this world move. It's why every mm-hmm. candidate, I ask them how their experience has been. The first question is how this is going, how their experience is. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage more and more people to do that. Anybody can sit there and bark. not everybody can get out there and do something. And we appreciate every one of these candidates, whether you agree with them or not, their politics or not, every one of these candidates deserve our respect because they are doing something not a lot of us are doing. A lot of people sitting on their couch barking. A lot of people sitting there whining, complaining. Not a lot of people getting something done. So we appreciate that.
We do.
And speaking of jobs, the most Googled jobs in America. What about that one to wrap up our hour here? This data looked at 6 months worth of searches involving specific keywords. And looking at the most, a new study looked at the top jobs people are Googling right now.
Okay.
And here are the most in-demand jobs according to America's Googling habits. Amazon jobs, almost 7 times more searches than second place.
Whoa.
Hmm. Now, is that because they're looking for the job or looking at what is happening?
That's a good question. Yeah.
I missed you, Melissa. And I apologize because being away for a couple of weeks did not get you away from my brain. I think that's a key part of this, especially as we continue on with the conversation here. So at number two, virtual assistant jobs, meaning a personal assistant who works from home.
Right. Okay.
Flight attendant jobs, data analysis jobs, and finally receptionist jobs. The rest of the top 10 are software engineers, delivery drivers, HR reps, administrative assistants, and servers.
Mm-hmm.
So all these jobs being searched, I think that what Melissa said, I think some of these, if not a lot of these, are that's part of it.
What it entails in that, yep.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, if you look at some of those jobs, a lot of those can be done part-time. Which
very
Jimmy
true.
Says people are looking for a side hustle because they can't make it on what they're getting at their full-time job.
I think you are very correct in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know. I don't know how we fix something like this. We don't live in a society where we can vote people in that are actually going to change minimum wage or look into child care. Hey! Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Democracy.
Well, we do for now.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Feels like a good idea. You know, feels like the whole purpose of this experiment in democracy, we call America and everything, we did this to get away from dictatorship. Feels like we should probably stay away from that.
Should we keep it away from that from now? I think it's a good idea.
I don't want a king. Nope.
I will say to anybody out there who does want a king or who does believe in whipping around that Confederate flag or anything like that. I mean, what my family, they've told my dad and I my whole life, hey, let's go back to your country, even though we were literally born in this country and all that. If you don't like it, there's other countries.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't have to. Or you can do what an adult does and stay in this country that raised you, that bore you, and put some work into it. Because anybody can leave. Anybody can sit there and whine and complain.
What a shocking idea, James.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just came up with that
just
one.
Just came up
just
with that
one. Just off the top of my head.
Right.
Boom. Wow. Working together. Unity.
Cooperation. Oh, my gosh.
And sometimes compromise.
I'm pretty proud of that one, actually. Pretty proud of that one. Yeah.
No, you're not wrong, Melissa.
Yes.
Compromise has a lot to do with it as well.
Compromise goes a long way.
Yeah.
Compromise is the definition of being an adult. It's in the definition of being an adult, compromise. Grown-ups can compromise. Babies can't compromise. Babies sit there, whine and complain and talk about nothing that they're actually doing, just whining about other people.
Have you ever had children? I mean, that's the hardest thing to make compromise with. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So you should know by now.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. We are going to have some fun at the 9 o'clock hour. We got a really great Kitchens Open segments. Come back strong. We're looking forward to that. That'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Also want to make some time for some entertainment news. Jerry Seinfeld is rich.
Really?
Yeah, you need me to tell you that.
Thanks, Jim.
Adam Sandler's got to do what he's working on. I want to talk about. Plenty more coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR.